Hi there. We're beginning to land this plane, as my friend from America would say. We're on day 61, and we're going to talk about the power of confession. Let me read from chapter 5, verse 16, and this is still in the context of healing. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Not only is there a sickness of body and mind, there is also a sickness of the soul. It's called sin. In the ancient mind, one was not far from the other. Most certainly, the fall of Adam and Eve ushered in far more evil than we could ever imagine. Sin has affected everything. Sickness and disease may not be the result of a specific sin, but their roots go right back into the Garden of Eden. And so, as I've said, James is still in the context of healing and also the confession of sins. And so we come across this next connecting word, therefore. There is a difference, however, between the two verses. In verse 15, the conversation is between the sufferer and the leadership. Here, the conversation is with each other. So what is James saying? I believe he's telling us that the community of the Church of Jesus Christ should be the safest place on the earth for the burdened saint or sinner. Where else on earth can we or should we find a community of deep, gentle love and sensitive understanding? We are encouraged to confess our sins, literally our falls, our lapses, and our sideslips. We're encouraged to confess all these to one another. We can and should firstly confess them to the Lord, but James is also encouraging the functioning of the body of the Lord. And in one sense, I want to quote at length Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He wrote these words: "Our brother has been given to us to help us. He hears the confession of our sins in Christ's stead, and he forgives us our sins in Christ's name. He keeps the secret of our confession as God keeps it. When I go to my brother to confess, I'm going to God. A man who confesses his sin in the presence of a brother knows that he is no longer alone with himself. He experiences the presence of God in the reality of the other person. As long as I am by myself in the confession of my sin, everything remains in the dark. But in the presence of the brother, the sin has to be brought out into the light." The word translated confess is a Greek word that carries, let me try and pronounce it, exomologio. It carries the meaning of a full and frank confession, agreeing with God and another that it is sin that has been committed. It is therefore an issue that is brought out into the open, into the light of God, and also into the light of someone else's face. One thing I have learned about the light of God, that it is, in the words of Psalm 102, verse 4, gracious, merciful, and righteous. Notice the two first, the first two words, gracious and merciful. As the people of God, we must ensure that we are so attuned to the ethos of heaven that people feel safe about confessing their sins among us. There is also a huge responsibility here. What do we do with the sins that have been confessed to us? I believe that we take them together to the Lord and we ask for his healing of the issue in hand. We then forget them, just as God forgets them. They do not become stored information, maybe to be used later. The vulnerability of people must never, ever be abused or exploited. A word of wisdom is needed here. James is not saying that we confess to anyone, but rather someone. There needs to be careful choice about whom we open up our heart to. You see, an open confession in the right ear has tremendous healing and releasing power. Here's the thought for the day. One of the best gifts you can give to someone else is your gracious, merciful, understanding, and listening ears. So we pray, Lord, I may not be my brother's keeper, but I can certainly be his helper and his companion. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for listening. We'll pick up some more in the next session, and we're going to talk about the power of prayer. Until then, you take care out there.